UN chief threatens global catastrophe from climate change. By Thomas D. Williams, PhD, on October 28, 2022. Rome, UN General Secretary Antonio Guterres warned Thursday that the world is headed for a global catastrophe thanks to man-made climate change. Droughts, floods, storms, and wildfires are devastating lives and livelihoods across the globe, declared the UN chief, adopting some of his most alarmist rhetoric to date. Loss and damage from the climate emergency is getting worse by the day. In a video circulating on social media, Guterres lamented that global and national climate commitments are falling pitifully short while asserting that the window to limit global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees is closing fast. Greenhouse gas emissions must be cut by 45% this decade, he insisted, but they remain at dangerous and record highs and still rising. Under current policies, the world is headed for 2.8 degrees of global heating by the end of the century, he continued. In other words, we are headed for a global catastrophe. As the latest at UNEP Emissions Gap report makes clear, we are headed for economy-destroying levels of global heating. We need hashtag climate action on all fronts, and we need it now. We must close the emissions gap before catastrophe closes in on us all. Antonio Guterres, at Antonio Guterres, October 27, 2022. In a written message accompanying the video, Guterres warns that the world is headed for economy-destroying levels of global heating. We need climate action on all fronts, and we need it now, he declares before adding his dire prediction. We must close the emissions gap before catastrophe closes in on us all. The UN's alarmist-in-chief has descended to new levels of scaremongering in his crusade to harangue nations into radically overhauling their economies by transition to green energy. Curiously, Guterres never raised his voice in protest when countries truly did destroy lives and livelihoods by shutting down society in irrational panic during the coronavirus pandemic, the devastating effects of which are still being tallied. Quixotic ideologues always seem to prefer tilting at apocalyptic windmills rather than effectively addressing the real problems of the day. Follow at Williams Rome.